AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
An effort in Geneva to lower the temperature over Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken following his meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
I believe we are now on a clearer path in terms of understanding each other's concerns, each other's positions.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the U.S. is promising written responses next week to Russia's most important demands.
They include a promise that Ukraine will never join NATO, that no alliance weapons will be deployed near Russian borders, and that NATO forces will pull back from Central and Eastern Europe. Washington and its allies have already publicly rejected the demands, and there's no indication the new responses will be different.
Gunmen from the Islamic State group have mounted deadly attacks in Syria and Iraq with dozens killed. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
More than 100 IS militants carried out a complex attack on Syria's largest prison holding suspected extremists, and members of the group in Iraq stormed an army barracks, killing soldiers as they slept. The prison break in Syria is believed to be the largest since the militants lost territory they had held there nearly 3 years ago. IS sleeper cells have become more active in both countries. The attack at an army barracks in a mountainous area north of Baghdad was one of the deadliest targeting the Iraqi military in recent months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Omicron surge of COVID-19 cases has swamped U.S. hospitals. Almost 144,000 patients as of Tuesday, the highest level on record, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Still, three new studies today offer additional evidence vaccines are standing up to Omicron, at least for those who received boosters. But one of the papers found that two doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines offered no significant protection. This is AP News. Thieves have been raiding cargo trains in Los Angeles. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports California's governor is promising a statewide effort to catch them.
Governor Gavin Newsom was with a work crew cleaning up trash left behind by organized looters stealing electronics and other expensive consumer goods from trains. He tells KABC that the thieves open the boxes, take the items, toss the boxes in the rail yard, and then sell the stolen goods online.
Ended up on some online platform at a remarkably discounted price. You ever ask yourself how?
Newsom says 280 people have been arrested so far. Union Pacific Railroad, in a letter last month to the Los Angeles County District Attorney, asked for more aggressive prosecutions of cargo thieves and an end to the no bail policy, which allows many of the theft suspects to be back in less than 24 hours. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two deaths in the entertainment world today, rock star Meatloaf at 74 and comedian Louis Anderson, 68. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.